Stay tuned for the next episode of FCF VA Talk Radio, coming up next, right after this. All right, and we're live. Direct, it's FCF VA Talk Radio, and today is a very special episode. We got very special guests on the show today. It's been a minute. Star in the building.
Yo, thanks for having me on the show, cuzzo.
Yes, sir. Glad to have you, man. You know, we're gonna make this one real quick, you know. It's been a lot going on. As the audience knows, we got this COVID-19 situation going on. The nation's on a lockdown. Cuz, what's going on around your way?
Oh, man. It's about the same here, you know, where I'm at. You know, people are walking around here looking crazy. Some people got baby diapers on their face. Yeah, man, I seen it all, man. I seen handkerchiefs, which is not bad. But, you know, when you got baby diapers on your face and bras and all that, I don't know if it's just a thing where they are limited in resources. Maybe they just don't give a shit, or...
Using what they got, man,
you know? But, I mean, at least they got some on their face.
I know that's right. I mean, at least the effort's there, you know?
Yeah.
Man, cuz, I'll tell you what, man, that's some wild stuff. I've been seeing the same thing. Like, I believe I was telling you, we went to Walmart one time and, you know, see adults out there masked up. They got their mask on. Look at the kid, little babies, no mask. It's like, you know, I don't know what they're thinking. But not worried about them, keeping it moving. J-Bray R in the building. So, cuz, you know, last time we hopped on here, I think what we were talking about 5G, and we had a nice few episodes when we really were going deep on there. But you know, where you been, man? What you been up to since then? I mean, I know you're still running Pharaoh Radio heavily, man. So what's been going on over your way?
Yeah, well, you know, I still do Pharaoh Radio, just talking about different topics. Talking about different topics, you know how we do it. We talk about everything, anything, when it's needed. And me, man, personally, I just been, you know, trying to keep in good shape, working out, trying to eat the right foods, getting the right sleep, drinking only water, and I've been getting results. And,
staying healthy, man. Now's the time for it.
Gotta be, man. You know, life's too short for anything less. You know what I'm saying? So. And then of course you got your typical day where you know your daily challenges and things you may incur in the process, but that's all expected, you know, especially when you're on the path of trying to make transformation and things like that happen.
Right, cuz, you know, typically real quick, you know how I used to do the 3 minute or so segments. We're running extended segments today. We're running 10 minute segments, so we're gonna let it run. That's right, man. I was sitting here going through your playlist, man. Your last episode, well, the one before your last one, keeping your faith, staying strong in position and stuff.
Yeah, thanks.
Basically, man, your description is like, you know, keeping your faith is where your foundation lies, and that's where it starts. Holding the ground is the stability that's built from faith. So
that's right. Yep.
I mean, you know, one question that I know a lot of the listeners may have is, you know, where you draw your inspiration from, like when you're going in, and because I know myself. Doing an official episode where you sit back and you plan it out, outline it or whatever, you know, it takes thought and you got to draw it from somewhere, like, you know.
Absolutely.
Where you draw some of your inspiration from for some of those deeper topics that you discuss on your podcast?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked me. I draw it from wherever I can mostly, but to be more specific, a lot of my inspiration comes from either things that I have experienced myself or I may currently have kind of went through. More so, I see people who are close to me in my circle that, or just people in general. I don't even have to be anyone near me. It could be just things that I have observed through other people who've experienced certain things.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's Fidel. Make sure you stay tuned for more. But while you're waiting, you can go subscribe right now to Pharaoh Radio on Spotify. That's J-Rated R's podcast. Go check it out. Yeah, you can keep listening. Go check it out.
And then I've had people ask questions about things, and it made me think more on a deeper level. Well, I've experienced some of that, or I've often wondered about why you don't hear about this a lot on other podcasts, and maybe you do. Exactly. It's just I don't tune into all of them, but I don't hear it being something that subjectively is talked about all the time. So it's the little things that count. So what really just makes me motivated is getting out what needs to be out and stop sugarcoating shit, you know?
Straight to the point, right? Like, I mean, why sugarcoat it? Yeah. I mean, it wastes more time, and it's like you're stringing people along. People are coming to you, like, in general, like the person behind the microphone. They're coming to you because they want to hear what you got to say.
What you got
to
say.
You know? And it's like, hey, man, I came here for the truth, you know, because they're coming to Pharaoh Radio. They're expecting to get the truth, you know, and you give it to them, man, the right way. And it's like, why sugarcoat it? You know, a lot of these people out here, they like to sugarcoat things or either just make up stuff that's not even factual. You know, they just do it for likes, do it for shares, do it for impressions. And that's kind of getting away from, you know, the goal that you said at the beginning. Like, I'm going out here to try to get these, you know, get information out to the folks. You know? So that's good, man. Listen to that podcast just about every day.
Oh man, appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right, so yeah, you know, I noticed too, you know, we talk about relationships a lot. If you go to some of my earlier episodes on here, you'll hear about it. But relationships, that's part of everyday life. You know, we got this COVID-19 thing going on with the coronavirus, people are quarantining stuff. And, you know, where we come from, man, you got a 9-to-5, you're doing good, you know? So, right. you know what I mean? It's like you get up and you go to work every day. You're not expecting to be at home for like a month. You know, you're like, man, I got used to going to work. Like, hold on, man, this is a little bit too long. So when it comes to relationships, cuz, what have you been noticing about like people, man, just having to be in such close quarters during these times?
That's a great question, man. I've noticed a lot of things. One of the things I've noticed is that because we are in a specific time right now with, you know, desperate times, shall we say, quarantine and all that.
Right.
A lot of relationships are coming to the forefront. I noticed that for some people, there's going to be some babies made because, you know, that attraction is there. And it's more susceptible for people to make that type of interaction with one another. Two, there's going to be some moments of testing one's resilience and their patience, and to see where people really are in the times like this, because you're either going to make it or break it. What I mean by that is folks are going to really have to stand the test of time of whether or not they're meant for one another, or if they're going through something and it's now being surfaced.
Right.
There may be some people who may actually come into a breakup. And that can range from various reasons, but one of the main reasons is tolerance and just what is really underneath the surface that makes this what it is.
Okay, cool. Cuz, I'll tell you what, we're gonna pick up right where you left off at real quick. I just checked the time, man. Since I'm not used to, y'all gotta excuse me. Like, I'm so used to the 3-minute episodes. I'm like, oh man, wait. But I already set it up to wrap it up. Anyway, y'all, we're going to pick up where we left off. We got J-Rated R in the building from Pharaoh Radio. Y'all can catch him on Spotify. But don't worry, we'll be right back. Hey, folks. Y'all heard one of the hottest new podcasts in Virginia? Well, you need to go check out Miss Unique. But mind your effing business. That podcast just dropped a hard episode. It's called A Apply Pressure. You know, that's what we all about. Go check it out now. Make sure you subscribe on Spotify and all other platforms. That's Miss Unique. Give it a search. And we're back. Glad y'all checked out the sponsors, man. Worked real hard to keep everything going. Hey, cuz.
Yo, yo.
Man, you ever like make an ad and you listen to it again? You're like, man, that's a good ad.
Yeah, I do that. I do that.
Nah, but look, man, getting back to the topics, man. We know this is some heavy stuff and we don't get to do this too often, but people, best believe, y'all can get a lot more of this.
Absolutely.
Just to briefly get everybody caught up, because, you know, I took a little hiatus. You know, things been going on. I'd rather not discuss it, but personal things come up, and, you know, we just got to keep pushing. So.
Absolutely. No doubt.
Because, you know, COVID-19 relationships, I heard a few jokes. They said there's going to be some COVID babies coming out and stuff.
Yeah, I heard they call it coronial, corona / millennial babies and shit. So,
oh, man. Oh yeah,
yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, they got it going on. I'll tell you what, it does get deep too. It's like it's always something else behind it. It's like one minute you're sitting here, you're watching the news, everything's like, you know, black and white. Like, hey, this is a virus, stay in the house, cool. But then, of course, if you're in the house for a few days, you're going to start looking like, hold on, why am I still in here? This ain't no normal situation. You know, you right. Get these stuff. Because I think it's a little, does it go a little deeper than what they're telling us?
I think so. And I know a lot of people who are probably not too keen or quite as acclimated or familiar, for a better choice of words, will think this is a conspiracy theory. But I'm only going to tell the people this. If you feel like what you've been hearing is a conspiracy theory, you got to actually do enough research on your own to see what that means to you.
Right,
the reason
why
I say that, everything that is deemed outside of what you hear on the news or media doesn't mean, because they're not saying it in that way or talking about it, that it's something that is fabricated. It simply means that everything that has an agenda tied to it is not going to simply just be put out in plain sight for everybody to know about it, or there wouldn't be such thing as an agenda.
True indeed. True indeed. And I mean, that's why they use so many different tactics to, it's really just confusion and you know, keeping people disorganized and distracted too. Because the first thing that I noticed was how popular, I did an article on it, man. It was the physical digital virus or something like that. It was like the digital physical outbreak or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, it was a virus, you know, because you have a computer virus and then, you know, a physical virus. But this one went viral on Twitter, on all social media, and it was an actual virus that went viral. It was crazy.
See, people don't get this. We are not much different from computers. In fact, if we understand how the brain physically and actually works, it is a computer in itself.
Right.
The very things that we create computers from, such as quartz, crystals, that is actually in our brains and our blood and our DNA. This is crystalline. If we understand crystals, we understand the crystals are amplifiers, transmitters, receivers, storage houses for data, and so forth, and also housing of electromagnetic energy, which is the very processes and things that a computer itself is made from, and what it does.
That's deep, man. I mean, it gets so deep, you know? And when you really start to make those connections and you apply that same technique, it's like, okay, this is just the top layer of these connections. Like, it's connected like this on this layer. Let me dig a little bit deeper and see where some more of these connections are.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like you're going down a rabbit hole, but you know, once you start, you might as well finish.
Might as well.
Like, keep going.
You fall in this ball, you might as well see where the floor is. You know what I'm saying?
But my question is, I know a lot of folks are wondering these connections. Okay. So say you have, I'm going to use generic terms. We don't want to, you know, lose any sponsors or anything.
Okay.
So, like, you have this main media company, right? Uh-huh. And say they own about 10 news outlets. Okay. And, you know, you got these different outlets. They have, you know, conservative, liberal, in between, just different variations of the same stories.
Okay.
Man, they'll take something like, say, the coronavirus and twist it 100 different ways. But it doesn't matter that they're twisting it. It's the fact that they're talking about it.
Right.
In the first place, you know?
Right.
I mean,
right.
We all know what's going on, and we don't have to keep getting reminded about it. But that's why I ask, you know, what are these connections? You know, you got this thing that came and took the world by storm. It's all the only thing the whole world's talking about right now. So what's going on behind it? But what are the connections, you know? Are there any that come to mind, Cuz, that you think of off top?
Well, there are a lot of connections to it. And I'm glad, you know, you actually asked that, because you're right. In this political game, you have these different parties that may be talking about it in 10 or however many different ways, but yet they're talking about it. One of the reasons why they're talking about it, let's use one that we all have heard, a main source. Let's say China supposedly is the culprit or the originators of this disease, not so much in it being created as they say. And it's kind of like, let me give a little small example. At first they said that this was coming from a bat, right? Because of China's markets, how they have all these different animals that they bring to their markets.
Mm-hmm.
And
traditional, they have, like how they used to do it. And I mean,
how they've been doing it.
Right.
Then it went from a bat to a pill pig. Then it was said to have developed from a lab. And I've heard other parties, political parties, state that, well, it was actually tested first and created from Harvard.
Oh.
And that it got mutated and then all these other things. Not to say that some of these things aren't true. However, there's truth in all of them, but we don't really know exactly the actual origins of this story, because this strand, coronavirus, as they call it, is actually a new mutated one, which is why they call it noble, which means a new type of strand introduced into the society. So it's not even the same coronavirus that started in China, in Wuhan. It's actually different. And it's just like the movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman and Morgan Freeman.
Man, I tell you, it's funny how they just throw those hints in the movies like that, right?
Yeah, it's something, isn't it? Contagion and all these different movies. Yeah, I always tell people the truth is in plain sight if you're willing to open your eyes enough to see it.
Right. Hey, cuz, I'll tell you what, man. We there. I think they're getting it now, man.
I think so, too, cuz. I see a lot of people starting to ask questions.
Yeah, we're going to keep hitting them. We're going to take a quick one, though. You know, guys, take five. Go get y'all something to drink. Listen, you know, to the next promotion up. We'll be right back at it, though. You down with that, cuz? Wrap it up one more segment.
I'm down with it.
Sounds good. We'll see y'all in just a sec. Yo, you looking for a safe new social app? Tired of Big Brother watching every message that you send? Can't even talk to your friends without getting an ad that's talking about something you were just talking about, man. Go to Play Store. Download FCFVA app. That's FCFVA app. We got the app, babe. Go download that. Make it happen on Play Store. Don't worry, we'll wait. And we're back. Back at it again. Welcome back, guys.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Hey.
Truly on here, man.
And I tell you what, the little waiting music, that little elevator music the anchor does, I'm going to request for them to change that, man. Because I was over here, I said, man. Cuz popped in the building, I said, oh, and we're back.
You feel like you're at the doctor's office waiting to be told if you got COVID-19. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. Hey, look, man, you know, all these apps and stuff going on, like, I don't know if you heard, they got this, I think Google and Apple, they were pushing the app. A tracing app.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah.
People who came in contact with somebody who had the virus. It's like, so yeah. If you had the virus and you were known to have the virus, it would let they would go to a database saying that, hey, we came in contact within 6 feet of each other.
Exactly. And Bill Gates is pushing that. He's behind it.
Man. And that's what we're saying, people. You know, you go back, and that's what the show's all about. Like, you dig a little bit deeper, you'll find it.
Absolutely. It's there. You just got to look for it.
Yeah. So, yep. Cuz, I don't know if you've had a chance to check it out yet. You got this app out. It's called the FCFVA app.
I saw it. I was downloading it the other day, and then my phone told me you don't have enough memory. So
yeah, it's like 48 megabytes. It's on the heavy end. When I do the upgrade on it, I think it's a way I can fix that too. But yeah, man, I appreciate it. No,
me too, man. Hey, I just want to say this to your audience, real quick.
Oh, no doubt.
No, y'all gotta definitely keep supporting his brother. He's definitely the embodiment of what hard work is. He's a great guy. He's the coolest cat I know. And I'm not just saying this because of his family. I'm just fortunate enough to be his family to know this. But Pharaoh Radio, hey, that's great and everything. But FBA, Fidel Castro VA, that's where it's at.
Hey, man, we all in this thing together. I appreciate that, though, cuz.
Absolutely.
You know, the goal of this app, and I'm, you know, trying to get it out there to people. The goal of the app is just to have something for us. You know, we don't need Big Brother all up in our business all the time. Now, of course, you got to follow the laws of the land. Like, you can't be on there committing illegal activities or you know, posting no crazy stuff, no porn. I mean, you know, nothing crazy.
Right.
But I mean, you know, you have the freedom of not having somebody over your shoulder. So we're working on that, man.
Love that plan. Love it.
Now, cause I mean, I know you're making big moves, man. I check your story out, posts on Instagram. I can't check it out on Facebook, you know why? Right. You know, for obvious reasons. But I used to check it out when I was on Facebook. But you know, your posts promoting your podcast and things, man. But to keep everybody up to date, where can they find you at now? Like online or wherever? You know, you want to let the people know, let the audience know.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you. So, like, you know, Fidel was saying, I usually post on Instagram. I usually post on Facebook and Messenger on Facebook, Pharaoh Radio. And if you guys are interested in getting a little bit more acclimated, familiar with Pharaoh Radio, you can check me out on Spotify. If you want to go on Spotify, just type in J-Rated R. It's all one word. It's spelled exactly J-A-Y. R-A-T is in Tom, E, D is in David, R is in Rock, J-Rated R. Just type it in Spotify. If you're on Anchor, you can look me up through Larry-Holloway, Holloway-Jr, spelled J-R. It's as simple as that, J-R. So I can be contacted if you have questions at J-Rated R on Instagram. Or you can hit me up at jratedr@gmail.com.
So there you go. Hey, look, man, y'all, it's no excuse. You know what I'm saying? If you guys are interested in subscribing, this and that, you know, I say it all the time because it's just a tap of a finger. You know, it's no excuse out here not to support one another, and we're pushing support. You know, we got a mean network coming for y'all, Virginia Podcast, top podcast. You can do a search on Google, and you can find Pharaoh Radio amongst others, as well as FCFVA Talk Radio. Now, if you have FCFVA app, the podcast are already there. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. I give a big shout out to a brand new podcast that's blazing right now. That's Mind Your Effing Business, Miss Unique. Y'all go check that out on Spotify. I ain't even gonna spoil it. Go check it out. You know what I mean? You know, LA Show, she's still on here, man. Booming. Monday Motivation, keeping everybody informed with everything. You know,
no doubt.
We got the network going on. So, y'all, because, I mean, unless it's anything else, you know, you want to go over real quick, man.
I'm just, you know, I appreciate you having me on the show. I do want to give a quick shout out to DNAVs.
Yeah. Of course, yeah, definitely. My bad, meant to say.
Oh, no, you good, cuz. You good. For those of you who don't know who that is, she's my co-host, very good friend, known her for a long time, very tight, very powerful sister. Yeah, she talks about everything family like we do on Fable Radio. She's also the co-host on that, but she's got her own show called DNA Lifestyle Talks, all one word, DNA Lifestyle, you know how to spell that, Talks, T-A-L-K-S. Check her out. Also check her out on Fable Radio with your boy. And check out Fidel Cashflow VA, as you already know.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. But look, y'all, it's been great. Cuz, it's been a pleasure, man. Thank you for coming through. And, you know, we're going to pick up next time. Y'all, absolutely. Thanks for tuning in. Be back. Make sure you subscribe.
No doubt. Peace out.